What it is?
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor. And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always cheering.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, February 20th. And make sure to go get your Hard Factor Good Morning coffee mug before they all sell out. Our top stories for the day. Mark is going to do one about Bernie Sanders being back for the 2020 election.
What? Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like an elderly Lil Jon. Back to entertain us. I'm going to do a story about big news out of the Vatican. Spoiler, it's about forbidden sex. So more of the same. Wes is going to do one about rampant racism in the world of high fashion.
Yeah, the spring color is just racism.
Who knew?
That's the spring line. And Pat will take us through a lightning round of other headlines. Take it away, Mark.
I love that Dollar Shave Club has everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. What I love even more is the fact that I never have to go to a store. I mean, never. I haven't needed food because of the weight loss competition, so my shopping list is mostly just male grooming products, and DSC's got me covered. And they deliver everything I need right to my door. Also, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. You determine what you want and when you want it, and it shows up right at your door. For example, I have these organized geniuses send me their Peppermint Kick toothpaste once a month, so I've always got the toothpaste I need. Indeed. Also, it makes my mouth feel wicked clean. For a couple minutes after I use it, I totally forget that I've been a smoker for a decade. And since I accidentally got a fuckboy haircut, I've been using their dream hair cream to make me look slightly less like a fuckboy. My regular barber was sick. And right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. And after that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter set now for just $5 at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
Can you guys feel that? Can you feel it?
What is it?
What you're feeling is the burn. And not because you guys hate condoms as much as I do, but because Bernie Sanders is back, baby.
Woo!
Yes. He's back. The Vermont native former presidential candidate who was born on September 8th, 1941, announced on Tuesday he's running for president again in 2020. He would be 80 years old, 80 and a half by the time he was inaugurated if he were to win, and well over 84 if he lasted the full term.
That's old.
Could you imagine two terms, 88-year-old Bernie in there?
That's what you want. That's what you want. You want an 83-year-old guy traveling around the world trying to make peace with a bunch of leaders.
That's when you really hit your stride of power, is when you're in your 80s, I find.
He's got a lot of pee breaks in his future.
Yelling at the 30-year-old crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Crown prince, you got to speak up.
They're just going to put in a catheter.
Anyways, when asked in a CBS Morning interview what would be different this time, Sanders replied, "We're going to win." So
there you go.
It's confident.
It's confident.
Yeah, but come on. Come on.
Confidence.
The oldest president ever was Ronald Reagan, and he was nearly 74 years old when he was elected for his second term. And President Trump would pass that if he were to be elected for a second term. And he's currently too old.
Yeah, he's too old.
He's already too old.
Yeah, but he looks a lot better than Ronald Reagan did.
But he doesn't. Yeah, but he doesn't sound young. He's like, he's old.
Go watch some interview footage of Trump from the 80s, and he's a different human.
That's what I'm saying. He's too old. He's already senile.
He's just older and larger. He's
too old currently.
Looks good.
There should be an age limit, I think, on how old a president can be for being too old to be president, just like there's one for being too young.
Yeah, I was going to run this year.
Like,
I can't run.
You have to be 35. You have to be 35 by law, so why can't they cap it at, say, like, you can't be over 70 at any...
That's ageism.
Well,
that's
you don't want to have that. Will, it's not ageism because being 35 is ageism,
that's
Will.
True.
So it's our...
No, let me explain this. He's like the Joe Pa of socialism, all right, Bernie Sanders. So it's good to see him getting worked up out there. And if you don't want him to be elected again, I think he's just going to die. He doesn't know anything else to do. He's been an elected official his entire life.
I don't need him being
the
president in the United States at 80-something. Like,
Let's be honest.
It's ageism to be 35. It is ageism if I implemented my 70-year-old practice, but there's already ageism. We don't need a 70-plus-year-old.
So Joe Pa was not. Joe Pa was also not coaching the team, just to throw that out.
He was walking around.
He was walking around and just.
He wasn't calling the plays, probably.
There were little boys getting banged in his locker room.
But it kept him alive.
They should make him take.
They should make him take a driving test.
You don't need to keep Bernie Sanders alive. This is to be the president of the United States.
Can you drive yourself
to
the White House?
Can you drive yourself to the White House? That's a good test to be the president.
There's no way he's going to be able to drive.
So Mark wants to kill Bernie Sanders.
Well, okay. Fair. If you want to state it that way, sure.
He just doesn't like octogenarians.
Over 70, like, I love old people, but over 70 is like, enjoy your patio swing and a Tom Collins old. It's not run the greatest country in the world and try to solve everyone's problems old.
I agree.
The president's bedridden again. He had a pinochle marathon with the vice president, and now he's under the weather. Like, fuck off. I mean, there are so many Democratic candidates, though, for president now that we should actually do the Royal Rumble that we joked about. And Bernie Sanders coming in as a surprise number 30 entrant is pretty badass.
I would love to see him in wrestling underwear, wrestling shorts. Yeah, I just want to know what's under the hood.
He definitely just basically came into this ring with like a steel chair.
Yeah, and just took everyone out.
He just crushed any far left person that was hoping to get
everyone that currently announced was like, fuck. Yeah. The best part of this, though, is that Larry David is going to characterize Bernie Sanders now every Saturday night, which is awesome. Because Larry David has got to be in consideration as the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Seinfeld and Curb Your Enthusiasm, top 10, maybe 1 and 2 comedies of all time.
My favorite joke of Larry David's is when he said he almost died masturbating with a temperature of like 105. That's he's like, the closest I ever came to dying was when I masturbated with a temperature of 105. That's my favorite, probably my favorite joke of all time.
He's great. And RIP Funkhauser. And Bernie, we're whooping your ass in the government podcast sector.
Yeah,
so
sorry,
suck on
Bernie.
That.
You're not good at podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we could get him on the pod, do a little campaigning.
He needs
since we're
above it.
Him
he needs it.
He's getting his ass kicked.
Throwing
by
him a bone.
Let's take it to the internet. Jonathan Nelson says, "I still have your campaign sticker on the back of my truck." So that's great, Jonathan. And then
Just waiting. I was really hoping this was happening. I was thinking about taking it off.
I knew you'd run again.
I would have thought Prius, but truck is a little surprising.
There's truck Bernie guys.
Yeah, sure.
There's electric Bernie bros. Bernie bros is a big
Honda.
Container.
Honda, what's it called? The
Honda Air.
Yeah, yeah.
Jim Gallo says on the internet, he says, you know it's official because he combed his hair again, which is a good point.
Nice.
Yeah. He didn't really comb it. He just like matted it with his hands for the first time in a year.
Grandpa.
So there it is.
Nice. Yeah.
There it is. All right. From one heavy topic, the presidential election, into another one, the Vatican. So, hold on to your butts, guys. On Monday, the New York Times released an article about, quote, the next big scandal at the Catholic Church. And guess what? It's all about the priests fucking the churchgoers.
No.
How many dicks do priests have? Do they each have like 3 dicks?
Again?
Yeah,
busy dicks.
They got a lot of jam.
My other two dicks are busy tonight, but maybe you can suck on my third dick, son.
Yeah. Can't avoid all of them.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But this time it's about the secret children that they father when they have sex with the churchgoers, or I guess nuns as well. Mm. How it got exposed. Vincent Doyle, a psychologist in Ireland, discovered that his bio dad was actually a priest, but his mother never told him that until he was 28. The priest was posing as his godfather. Mm. When he learned, he started a support group that eventually led him to getting to ask an archbishop about the situation. And the archbishop actually showed him a secret Vatican document that gave instructions for how to deal with unwanted priest children or children of the ordained, as the church likes to call
them. That's a good pamphlet.
The document also said, make sure to burn this document no later than October of the 18th century, which they did not do, apparently.
No. Yeah. Godfather is also a pretty good name for him because, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, Godfather. God.
True.
Yeah. At least he was involved.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't know he was involved.
At least he was involved.
Yeah. And also that document definitely said never show this to a children of the ordained.
Right. Yeah.
So the archbishop was definitely breaking.
It was at the bottom of the document.
They said don't even look at them.
Yeah.
So they were like, ah, they realized it at the end.
Shit.
Exactly. A Vatican spokesperson, since he learned that from the archbishop, has confirmed that the quote internal documents do exist, and they refer to them as internal documents. So not supposed to be for the public consumption. There's no estimate of how many priest babies there actually are, but the support group that Doyle started has over 50,000 members. So it's safe to say that if that's like the number on a unknown support group, the real number is pretty fucking enormous.
We got to interview a child of the ordained.
Yeah, the shocking stat here is I didn't know that 13-year-old boys could have kids.
Oh, but a ching. Oh. But to your point, Wes.
Took me a minute to
get
it.
The issue here is that the priests are fucking anybody, no discrimination. So now the church has well-documented child sexual abuse, non-sexual abuse, and general churchgoer/unplanned baby problems that are all widespread and pretty much the most disgusting things possible to have going on for a religious organization.
Yeah, all the priests are like, see, it's not just little boys.
Yeah. Give us a break.
Yeah, it's like, this is a positive thing. This is a spin zone.
Yeah, apparently. We will fuck nuns, too.
If they're around.
We're not that gross.
Third choice.
Really, whoever's the most scared. We look for the person cowering the most from our three penises. That's the one we have sex with.
Our church is empty.
Oh, my God. Apparently, the internal documents make it mandatory to ask the priest if he wants to quit and take care of the kid when he finds out that he has one. But there's absolutely no way to enforce anything. So zero out of like the hundreds of thousands of priests who've been asked, do you want to leave the priesthood and take care of this kid, have said yes.
Big shocker. Big shocker.
Hey, Father O'Shea, I know you're 50 and have no life skills besides being a priest, but do you want to try to join the workforce and take care of this kid?
Father, I'm going to give you two options. Option one, you stay in the priesthood, and we're just going to forget about this thing. Option two, you're going to have to raise the baby.
Yeah.
Keep living in the big house behind the church or take care of the kid.
We'll just put this one in an orphanage. It never happened.
You have to be accountable. Yeah. You have to be accountable for the first time in your life, or you can just continue fucking churchgoers behind the closed doors. All right. Easy choice. Another fun fact, DNA testing is really the cause of all this shit coming out on a massive scale because the local priests can't hide from the DNA swab. You fucking scumbags. Finally, you know, some of this shit's
happening. Can't run from it.
So beginning Thursday, the Vatican is hosting a 4-day meeting to address all the sexual abuse problems within the church, like we just talked about. What's crazy is that apparently the USA is the only country so far where they've switched to a zero tolerance policy.
4 days?
That's not enough time.
4 days.
4 days. They're going to solve all the problems. Don't worry.
It's leap year.
Pope's got it under control. Yeah. So
starting promptly. So got to start promptly on time to get this taken
care of. February 29th. We'll give you February 29th.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe, hopefully they can figure some of this shit out. Probably not. Let's take it to the internet. I was just scrolling for comments, and this one I came upon, it's not even about the Vatican, the sex stuff. It's about them allowing Islamic prayers in the church. And Ian Wham on Facebook had this to say, if you knew all the occult symbolism in the Vatican, as I do, you would not be surprised by this at all. As a former occultist, I can tell you that the Vatican at the highest levels has been a Luciferian cult for centuries, funded by God-fearing people who had no clue what they were actually supporting.
Yeah, I've heard this theory before.
I bet you have. Conspiracy.
I was fishing for that. I figured you were on an email thread. That
what do you know about it, Wes?
I don't know anything about it, but I've definitely heard about it.
Pretty sure Ian Wham's into flagellation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yikes.
All right, but that's that on that
Yikes.
One.
Yikes. All right, so guys, the spring color this year is racism. High fascism racism seems to be in the spring, and why not? Blackface, knit sweaters, and sweatshirts with nooses for strings make a statement wherever you go. And that statement is that I have more money than brains, and I will sue you if you touch me.
I'm from Virginia.
Yeah. So first up, we have Gucci, an Italian designer brand. And if there is one thing we know about Italians is that they are the Mississippi of Europe. They love them some good old-fashioned racism.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, just watch any Italian Premier League match or Serie A match, I should say, where black players in the field because they'll just throw bananas on the field.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that you don't really – people probably fantasize about Italy and how, like, progressive it is. It's not.
Yeah. They're more –
beautiful country.
They're more racist than they get down south, honestly. The
countryside.
Great wine.
Yeah, so it showed in their lineup of black face knit sweaters, which when pulled over the face, simply gave the wearer classic blackface with red lips and all.
Yeah, it was bad. It was a real bad
presto.
And at a cost of $890, how could you resist the great deal on blatant racism and comfort?
Well, at that price, you have to wear it at least twice.
Yeah.
These are high-end racists.
Yeah. So, of course, these sweaters were immediately pulled from the shelves, to the dismay of racist fashionistas everywhere. So, of course, Gucci ran to apologize, and their CEO, Marco Bizzarri, visited Harlem to meet with a group of black folks about
Harlem
the controversy.
Classic. He went straight to Harlem.
That makes it
went
better.
Right to Harlem.
I mean, come on.
He just
right to the source.
What do we do? Go to the Apollo. Go to the Apollo now.
Flipped a coin. It was either Harlem or Flint, Michigan.
Exactly.
Yeah. No,
or Atlanta.
No one's going to Flint, let's be honest.
And so they launched 10 scholarship programs in cities across the U.S. And so, like, nothing says I'm sorry about being racist like offering underprivileged black youth $5,000 towards, like, a $50,000 education. So great job, Gucci. What's next?
I don't know. Well, yeah. Louis Vuitton.
I'm pretty sure
Louis Vuitton's going to get in on it with something racist. Just
They're going to have the Dolce and Gabbana clan inspired robes.
There you go.
At these prices, who can afford to be racist? You know.
I got one more.
Oh, you got another one.
Ralph Lauren. Ralph Lauren's going to release a day laborer line for the summer.
We should have attacked Tommy Hilfiger because he is a known racist, right?
Is he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to go Tommy Hilfiger on that Ralph Lauren one, but anyway.
Tommy Hilfiger just owned slaves.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's really old. He doesn't look it, but he's old.
But fashion just couldn't be held down by politically correct and sensible people, guys. Not according to Burberry, who recently launched their KKK line of noose hoodies at London's Fashion Week, sending what looked like a sacrificial virgin white model with Illuminati symbols on her head and wearing a hoodie that had strings in the form of a noose down the runway for all to see. You guys see this shit?
I didn't see it.
You
no.
You got to look at this thing.
Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's
great,
a
crazy picture.
It's a noose.
It's a noose.
On the
a weird
piece of
sweater.
I normally cut the strings off my sweatshirts because I don't like them, and this would have been one I immediately cut off.
Yeah, you mean you mean the noose?
The noose. I would immediately cut off the noose.
Yeah, you would have needed like a fucking pair of hedge
clippers. You
can
see it from like
off.
It from like 30 feet away. You're like,
it's a legit
noose.
Big noose.
Very intentional.
So opponents of the hoodie, including the model that complained about the hoodie but still strutted her stuff down the runway, said it invoked symbols of not only extreme racism but also suicide. Two things that seem to be on the rise in the world.
Two sad, bad things.
Who did she piss off?
Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
And
she's
and
right.
In a complete bullshit statement from Ricardo Tisci, Burberry's creative director, he also apologized saying, quote, "While the design was inspired by a nautical theme, I realized that it was insensitive." So yeah, it was supposed to look like a rich person's yacht tie, but I realize now it looks pretty much like a typical noose.
Ricardo Tisci said, "I'm Italian."
Yeah. Seafaring racists are the worst kind of racists anyway.
Yeah. So going to the internet, and this one is just something that makes you go, Mike Patillo says it was supposed to be in honor of Kate Spade. Kate Spade and Burberry collab.
Oh, God.
Oh.
He posted that. And
I'm sorry.
Sat back and waited for the likes.
I'm very, very
Kate Spade,
sorry.
That's vicious.
Kate Spade hung herself for the few of you out there that don't know that. So
yeah, guessing Mike's single.
Sorry about that.
Let's get into the lightning round.
Yeah.
All right, look, everyone's favorite time of the year is upon us, guys. That's tax season. Ooh. Just saying that word makes my testicles temporarily disappear into my body. I more or less have stopped checking the mail altogether out of fear that there's a letter from the IRS in there and haven't gotten one yet that I know of.
Yeah, I recently got a check from the IRS randomly for like $550.
That's a trap, Wes.
It's going to be a rough.
Yeah, that's a joke.
It's going to be a rough tax year for yours truly over here.
According to the
Yeah, we're all going to get
fucked this year. Who knows? Publicly, we pay our taxes. Come on. And according to the hardworking, sexy, beautiful saints, geniuses at the IRS, right? An average tax refund this year is down 8.4% compared to last year. Keep in mind, there's only like a week of data, so it's not that much news. But the main thing to keep an eye out for is an adjustment that you might be used to. So people that are used to getting like, you know, $4,000 back, you might not be getting that because of the new tax laws. The IRS is suggesting you do what's called a paycheck checkup, which sounds boring as shit, so I don't think a lot of people have done it.
Not going to do it.
No, not doing that.
So, yeah, don't count your chickens this year. 16-year-old Nick Sandman, the teen that may or may not have smirked in the face of an old Native American guy who may or may not have been a Vietnam-era veteran because of a provocation that may or may not have been incited by Hebrew Israelites on the steps of Lincoln Memorial, is suing the Washington Post for $250 million.
Aim high.
Aim high, baby. Fun fact, that's the exact amount that Jeff Bezos paid to purchase the paper.
What? So Sandman's going to own the Post?
Sandman owns the Post.
Is that what happened?
If he wins. It's kind of a nutty lawsuit.
Does the judge just say you own the Post
now,
Sandman?
You own the Post now, Sandman. Run it as you see fit. The suit, which is for compensatory and punitive damages, claims that Sandman was targeted for being white. In a post on their website titled For truth, for justice, for Nicholas, Sandman's attorneys made it clear that this is the first of many suits. It is only the beginning.
For fuck's sake.
Targeted for being white?
Yeah,
the frivolous lawsuit's really making white people look a lot better, Sandman. You're really changing the narrative.
Real sympathetic here.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans are frustrated with Washington these days, and Goodloe Sutton, a name that doesn't sound racist, the editor of a small Alabama paper, has an unconventional approach to setting things straight. His solution?
What?
Simple. The Klan needs to ride again. Goodloe outlined his plan in an editorial article with the same name in his paper, The Democrat Reporter. Goodloe's unhappy about Democrats in the Republican Party and just plain Democrats trying to raise taxes in Alabama, and he's not happy about the socialist, communist ideology, socialism, you're on notice. He then went on to make like a bizarre analogy, claiming that freed slaves would oftentimes borrow their masters' Klan hoods and horses and ride if justice needed to be served, which...
Clayton Bigsby style.
He's essentially saying that everyone respects the hood. It's scary. Both slaves and whites can use it as a tool to shut down the opposition.
Everyone loves a robe.
Freed slaves on acid.
Look at Burberry. Look at.
Yeah, everyone loves a robe. When the man was questioned by CNN on whether or not he'd written the article, Sutton went on record saying, "Yeah, I wrote it." And then he declined to provide any additional information or explanation whatsoever.
That's Sutton for you.
He did, however, give a more in-depth interview to his hometown paper, the Montgomery Advisor, stressing that he wasn't calling for hangings of all Americans, just the socialist communists.
Okay. We need some people to do the hanging.
Someone's got to be there to hang you. And that's Hard Factor, guys. So the official Hard Factor mugs, as Hard Factor Will alluded to at the top of the show, are available for sale now in the Barstool store. These mugs are made of special designed opaque ceramics, so you can't see what's inside the mug, so your boss or wife won't know if it's whiskey, not coffee.
Yeah, it also has this new technology that makes the whiskey smell go away from your breath.
Yeah,
or if you're in Colorado, poison.
Ooh.
I don't get it. Friendly reminder, if we get 100 five-star reviews on iTunes before Thursday at 5 p.m., we'll be doing a Friday bonus episode. Here are a couple favorite reviews from this week. Our boy Friday Pod says, only fair of you guys to finish me off on Friday. Wait, finish me off on Fridays so I'm not left high and dry. Okay. Let's get Friday sessions going. Yeah. El Prez, please make these guys full time. And then my other favorite one from Full of Surprises is they don't sound as fat as they look. Again, that's Hard Factor. Follow us at Hard Factor News on Twitter and Instagram and have a great fucking day. Do it.